Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Yeah, balls. Welcome to the show, my friends. This is the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek. Going around the table, we have...
This is Dave.
Brutal Dave.
Brutal Dave.
George Stripsis.
Justin Corbett.
Welcome back to the show, guys. How's everybody's holiday been? Did you eat a lot of turkey and all that stuff?
That was all right for me. I ate about maybe 2 pounds of turkey and then a bunch of desserts that I made. Anybody who doesn't know, I've been on like a huge diet, so I haven't really been eating a whole lot of sweets. So I made it my mission to enjoy what I ate for Thanksgiving.
You indulged hard.
I cooked it myself, too. I was like, I know I'm eating the shit I want. That was the plan.
No one's eating this dessert. I didn't bring it for anyone.
So you're not eating a lot of sugar, so I'm sure you were just like hyped up, right?
Yeah. We played charades after I ate, and I was like off the wall. It was pretty fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Quite literally. I smoked 2 turkeys and 2 hams.
You smoked them fools, huh?
I smoked them.
Die, motherfucker!
Did you turn the gun sideways? Because that made a gangster if you did.
Dave had a gangster Thanksgiving. What's
a brutally gangster Thanksgiving.
That's the next Madea movie.
They were delicious.
Yeah, they sound delicious.
So how did you fry them?
Didn't fry them, smoked them.
Smoked them, that's right. Sorry.
On the
weren't you listening? Yeah, I was.
My brain got fried on that one.
He smoked those fools.
No, I did smoke the turkeys for about 8 hours. The hams for a little bit less than that. The hams were already cooked, so I just had to warm them
my
up.
My hams are cooked.
But yeah, I guess, I don't know.
Don't spoil our George Hates Metal section yet.
I think they already know.
Good traditional, you know, I don't know.
Just good old fashioned American Thanksgiving.
How you barbecue stuff, how you smoke stuff, you know.
I made my world famous mac and cheese. It's world famous. No. My family loves it. It's I make mac and cheese, but I use a lot of S cheese. But
S cheese?
A lot of cheese.
Oh, a lot of cheese.
And I make a roux and all that good stuff.
I heard ass cheese.
I heard it too.
I was like, wow, that's fucked up. You're feeding ass cheese to your family.
Well, mac and ass cheese.
Well, it's foot cheese. There's a lot of...
You just put the rag in there and then wring out
much.
The toes.
That's right.
And then
no, but I use a lot of bacon and a lot of jalapenos. It's good.
So it's spicy and fatty.
Yes.
Sweet and savory.
That's right. Best of both worlds.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. Mine was pretty good. Just pretty tame, normal. No one died. No one yelled at each other.
Nobody got smoked.
Nobody got smoked. My dad overcooked the turkey, just like every year.
Did he blame you for it?
No, he didn't blame me. My mom blamed him, which was awesome this time.
There you go. Blame the person that actually did it.
Yeah, and that was about it, you know. Like I said, no one died. So
I kept up my tradition of going to a concert the night before Thanksgiving. I went to the Armored Saint and Queensrÿche show at the Scout Bar here in Houston.
Cool. How was that?
Armored Saint were amazing. I haven't seen them in like shit.
So do they come out in like armor?
No, they do not.
And they start praying?
They do not.
That's just a waste of a name then. Like they should be coming out in medieval like knights armor.
I'm just going to shake my head no at you.
It's in the name.
Bands.
They should be taking use of this name.
No.
It's like playing When the Saints Come Marching In over the loudspeaker.
Dude, that'd be amazing.
They like march in, like twirling batons
they
and
do
shit.
Have, they do have a song called March of the Saint.
Yeah.
And they played that song. It was awesome. You know, Armored Saint's one of my favorite bands. John Bush is one of my favorite vocalists of all time.
Oh, the dude that used to be in Anthrax.
That's right.
Yeah. I know that name.
It was so cool. So I got to interview Joey Vera, bass player extraordinaire. It'll be on the next episode of MSRcast. And we're on the back of the bus doing the interview, and like I could hear John Bush doing like vocal warm-ups. And I was like, I don't really get, you know, starstruck very often, but I'm like, that's fucking John Bush. And then like he came in there like during the interview to grab something. And he was like, oh, hey. I was like, Fuck. It was just.
Is he still bald?
Yeah. More bald. The older he gets.
More bald? How do you get more bald?
The older he gets, the more he looks like Bruce Willis. I'm serious.
I think that's just a thing with people who are bald.
No.
And white.
No, don't be racist.
Yeah, you racist.
God damn.
All bald white people look the same.
They all look like Bruce Willis.
What a stereotype.
Or Michael Chiklis. One or the other.
Yeah,
he did look a little like Michael Chiklis. But no, it was a very cool interview. It went on for like half an hour. I had to actually stop. I'm like, dude, don't you need to get ready to go on stage? He's like, oh yeah.
This is gonna make him late for his own
show. I know. That's why I was like, dude, it was a really cool interview. It was fun.
Yeah, did you squeal like a little girl when you heard him do his warm ups?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was like, and when I came out of the bus, when I came out of the interview, he was like, there. You know, buses are very small, so he was like. I guess changing for the show.
So you saw him naked?
Saw him without a shirt, man.
Dude.
It was weird.
Did
I was
you
like,
ask him for his shirt?
No.
Like that.
Can I have your smelly shirt, dude? No.
Like the Coca-Cola commercial with the dude. Like the football player throws a sweaty-ass jersey.
That's why Joe Green.
Joe Green.
That's why I did not get a picture with him, because that would have been a little awkward when
you
should
have got a selfie with it. You should have been like that.
Like, is it okay if I pinch your nipple?
I gotta tell you, man, the band was like very down to earth and very cool, because when I first walked on the bus, the tour manager brought me on and introduced me to Joey and the rest of the band. Everybody but John Bush was like right there in the front part of the bus, and they all like shook my hand and, oh, thanks for doing interviews, thanks for coming on helping. I was like, this is weird. Most people in bands are just obnoxious and, you know, douchey, but not them.
That's cool.
Queensrÿche probably was.
I don't know who that is.
So wait, was this
You don't know who Queensrÿche is?
Was this good Queensrÿche or?
This is Todd Latore Queensrÿche. Okay. Good Queensrÿche. Okay. Not. Not.
Do you know who Queensrÿche is? Okay.
He
who should not be named.
Yes.
God, what? Jeff Tate. God damn. No, this
Jeff
was.
Taint.
Jeff Tate in the band anymore. So basically, they did a full stage setup for like a huge, like, Toyota Center type setup at the Scout Bar. They had this like 100. Okay. I don't know how big this was, but it's a huge video screen played the whole time. Really
there's
obnoxious.
No way it was 100 feet, because there's not that much room behind the stage at Scout Bar.
Well, maybe they used Armored Saint that. Had basically like the size of a table to play on, basically, because they had all their shit behind it.
Yeah.
And the fucking drummer, Scott Rockenfeld, for I don't know why, but the very first song, he was wearing a headband that had a light on it. And he would move the head around like the whole time to the song. That was annoying. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
It's an LED light, so you can see shit. So you don't trip over stuff.
No, he's playing already. He's already playing drums.
Yeah, so you still need to see like the next song or whatever.
No.
See the future, man.
No. Or
see the future.
Maybe the future. Maybe the LED screen was like so blindingly bright that you couldn't see anything else, so. But it was just weird. They were showing like videos, their own music videos, while they were playing the song on stage.
And this is Queensrÿche.
Queensrÿche.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't know who they are?
No.
You never heard like Silent Lucidity?
No. Should I?
Operation sure, yeah. Mindcrime?
Nope.
All right. George Hates Metal segment next week is Queensrÿche.
I'm probably going to hate it.
You probably will.
It will be the first one in 2 weeks that you hate. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, maybe so. That was a good time. So what else? What else have you been up to? Seen any movies recently?
I saw Moana.
So did I.
I have not yet. I want to. Nobody else will go see it with me.
Well, I was supposed to go see it with you again, but yeah. I had to go do parent stuff.
Boring.
Darn those parents.
Yeah.
What'd y'all think of it?
I have children, so I always have somebody to it's go always, Disney
darn those children.
With.
It's always weird for me to want to go to a Disney movie at the theater by myself.
It gets weirder and weirder the older you get.
Yeah, and I wear the hat and the trench coat and everything.
They should have a place where you can just go rent a kid to take the movies.
Rent a kid?
Rent a kid.
Yeah, Carrie showing up to rent a kid doesn't exactly sound much better than going to the movie by himself.
Just to take
so
to the movie.
I rented a kid so we could go see Moana.
Hey, kid, you want to see a movie? I got some candy. Want to go see a movie? Yeah.
You know that line too
I like
well.
To sneak my own candy into the movie theater.
It's special candy.
Wow. Reaching that popcorn bucket there.
Wow. You went there.
I did go
That's
there.
That's just gross.
We were all thinking it, and then we decided not to say it, but you said it, so. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So how was the movie?
Moana was great.
It was really good.
Yeah. The music's fantastic.
I was going to say, well, the music was really enjoyable in it.
Super good.
The young lady who plays Moana,
the Hawaiian girl, right?
Yeah, she did her own singing part. She's very good. She's never done anything before. This is literally the first thing she's ever done. She was discovered during the audition process for this character, wow. And she's really good.
Yeah, they wanted to find a person with an authentic Hawaiian accent.
So you saw Kubo, right?
Yeah, I love
Which
Kubo.
One's better?
Oh, they're two very different movies.
I have not seen Kubo yet. I found similarities between them. And I was talking about it on the way home from seeing it.
Moana is a very, like, by-the-numbers Disney movie, but it's by-the-numbers perfection. And Kubo is stop-motion animation that's nothing I've ever seen before.
Okay.
Similar storyline and similar story structure, kind of, but... That's about it. That's the only similarities I could see.
It was specifically the way they are tapping into mythological storytelling. They were both doing similar things with that. If you go and, you know,
yeah,
you kind of go into like the Joseph Campbell, you know, hero with
oh yeah, it was totally the hero's journey.
But
in
you
that
said
movie.
Perfection. Is it really that good of a movie? I mean, is it the perfect Disney movie?
It's
what would you compare it to? What's the best other Disney movie comparable to it?
Like Aladdin, maybe?
Really?
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. Like Aladdin or...
Part one or two.
They had a sequel to Aladdin?
Yeah, dude, Return of Jafar.
Okay, no. That's the direct-to-video sequels. Those don't count.
Counted for me.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that would be the closest...
You have the same returning voice actor as it counts, right?
Yeah.
That's the closest I could probably see. To that. Wow. Plus, it's the same director who did Aladdin and also did Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And the guy who wrote Hamilton, the play, wrote all the music for Moana.
So with rap?
No.
Yeah, that's, no rapping.
That guy just got hired on to do Patrick Rothfuss's stuff, too.
He's super busy.
Patrick Rothfuss is the guy who wrote Name of the Wind.
Oh, okay.
The Kingkiller Chronicles. It's a book series that I've just finished reading.
So that guy's making a name for himself.
Yeah, he really is.
But he got this job before he made Hamilton.
Right.
The Dwayne Johnson does do kind of a little rap section.
It's not a rap, it's a sing. It's a song.
But he has like a section in it that's kind of
it's talky song. It's talky song is what it is.
All right. How was Rock in it?
He was great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Rock is always good in everything he does. It's crazy.
Even shitty movies he's really good in.
Like with the Get Shorty sequel?
Be Cool?
Yeah, Be Cool.
Yeah, where he plays the gay bodyguard. Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good.
I like that movie.
Yeah, I liked his part in the movie.
I like Elmore Leonard books, though, so.
Who?
Elmore Leonard. The author of the books were...
Oh, I didn't know those were based on books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Don't look at me like y'all knew.
I didn't know.
Okay,
know?
Good.
All right.
I'm not the only crazy one.
So, anybody go do any Black Friday shopping or any of that stuff?
I tried to, but there was not a lot of sales going on.
I went to Friday when I got off work early, and me and my wife went to Cactus Music. There was a couple of vinyls I was looking for. They were Black Friday Record Store Day. I got the Anthrax single, and then I got, of course, the Monkees thing they put out. But when we got there, it's like 20 minutes before this band called Frog Hair was going to play. Have you ever heard of these guys?
Mm-mm.
Frogs don't have hair.
They apparently do because they played live. But Frog Hair is a local band. Frog Hair is this local band. Michael Haga from Dead Horse is in. He plays bass and sings backup. And random, I hadn't seen him like in 10 years. It was just crazy. Not really my style of music, but it's interesting.
What kind of music was it?
It's avant-garde indie rock stuff.
It was noise, damn it.
No.
Well, it wasn't metal, so it sucked.
A little bit of it was noise, but it was very different. Very different.
Cool.
It was fun, though. And I wasn't expecting to run into them and seeing them live. So.
I went to Target and Best Buy.
Yeah? I went to Target with my family on Thanksgiving night.
I didn't go Thanksgiving night. I went Friday. I was too tired.
It was crazy. They had like a... To check out, we're like, oh, it wasn't that bad when we got there. There wasn't a lot of people, but to check out, you had to go all the way to the other side of the store, and then like they had the checkout line through all the food line areas. It's like, fuck. I can't imagine like when they opened up how many people were actually really here.
I don't really need anything, so I didn't really check heavy for... There was no real good movie sales, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I got a few movies. I finished out. I got Kung Fu Panda 3 for $6. And I got
it's worth that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good, and it's on Netflix. So I just got it to finish out.
Actually, I downloaded it on Netflix today because you can actually download on Netflix.
Oh, look at you being with the times.
I know.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that movie yet, too.
Oh, you haven't? It's really good.
I almost bought The Other Guys for $6, but I didn't wind up picking it up.
Oh, you should have.
I got Ratchet and Clank, the movie, for that price.
Why would you do that?
It seems like a bad play.
Yeah, I would have gone with got The Other Guys instead.
Yeah, no.
I bought Kick-Ass 2 for $3.
That's pretty good price.
That's pretty good.
And what else did I get? Peanuts for $6. And I got Ash vs. Evil Dead for $10.
That's a good price.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
I am not caught up on the second season. I just recorded it.
I never finished the first season.
Really?
I'm way behind.
I'm only episode 2 in the second season.
They do some really interesting stuff in season 2.
Yeah, they go to some crazy places.
I got spoiled on something today on Facebook I wasn't too happy about on their official Facebook page, so I'm not going to... I know, right? Well, we saw a movie. We saw Fantastic Beasts last weekend,
we did
right?
see that last weekend.
I saw that, too.
I saw that this morning. I didn't go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was taking care of the other kid.
That's right. I saw her picture from that. Did she say what she liked about it?
She said it was really good. None of us are really
Harry Potter
heavily versed in Harry Potter. So the most
I know about Harry Potter, I've seen the movies. I'm very hazy on them, but I've been to the theme park. So
that's does that my, make you an expert?
No, I didn't say it made me an expert. That's what I know about it.
Oh, okay. It's like that hotel thing. It was like, oh, but I stayed at a whatchamacallit. I'm not a doctor, but...
Holiday.
But is your wife a Harry Potter fanatic? Or?
No, that's what I'm saying. None of us really are that much into it. Like, it's okay. Like, we enjoy it, I guess. I've only seen, like, the first 3 movies, and I think, like, she's read one of the books or whatever.
Okay.
But, and our daughter has... Our older daughter, she's read the first... I think she's just read the first.
That's more than me.
So, yeah, I mean...
I've read all the books. I've seen all the movies.
So, yeah, kind of, they sort of went in blind on it, but she said she really enjoyed it, and it seems to be setting up
a
lot more.
It was my wife's actually very first Harry Potter movie she's ever seen. We've seen bits and pieces recently, but that's the first one we'd ever seen, like, fully, especially in the theater. So, I mean, I don't know. There's something weird about the main character. What's his name?
Newt Scamander.
No, the real guy's real name.
Eddie Redmayne?
Eddie Redmayne. Something just... off about him to me. I don't know. Something about him.
He's British?
Yes, he is British. Very British, but I don't know.
Very British. That's what it is. That's what
it is. Maybe it is. My wife likes him, so...
He's overly British?
He's overtly British.
He's tapping in too much of Hugh Grant is what it is.
No, I don't think it's that. It's just something... I don't know. His performances are just a little strange.
Well, he's an awkward dude. I mean, I think that came through in the movie, too.
Have you ever seen Jupiter Ascending?
I have not.
Okay, at least he didn't do that.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, at least he didn't do what he did in that movie.
Was he in that movie?
Yeah. He's the bad guy in that movie.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dan Fogler. I've seen acting before, but that's...
I like Dan Fogler in the movie.
Yeah.
The fat dude? The
fat dude with
the mustache. Yeah, he's hilarious. Yeah.
The movie I liked the movie for the most part. It was really slow in the first half, especially. But overall, I think it was pretty fun.
I think if J.K. Rowling would have taken her time to write a good movie, I think it could have been really good.
Yeah.
I think she pushed it out faster than she needed to. Mm. But with all that being said, I actually enjoyed the movie. It's very whimsical, and it's very wizardy and...
magical. With a magical experience.
All the beasts are really cool, and Newt Scamander is not a major character. He's just an intro character to bring you into the other side of the pond.
Really? They don't think he'll be in the next movies?
He will, but he won't be a major character.
Okay. And they did set a lot of stuff up in this movie, you know, like the...
I think that was my major problem. Like, this is not a good standalone movie.
Colin Farrell was really good in it. I liked him as a bad guy.
He was really good, except for the whole thing at the end.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about Colin Farrell. He's a great supporting actor, but this is a shitty main actor. Like, he's like the...
I think he's the kind of actor who can do really well depending on the role.
Except for In Bruges. In Bruges is probably the perfect thing he's ever done.
That's a good movie.
He's really good in that.
That's the same guy who did The Other Guys, right?
No.
No? Who did In Bruges?
But I don't remember his name. Hmm. He did Seven Psychopaths later.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever saw that, but...
It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, Fantastic anyway, Beast, are you going to see it, Dave?
Yeah, I'll get around. I may not catch it in the theaters, but I'll get around to seeing it eventually.
I just think the villain in the movie's very weak and hammed in there.
And it's very predictable, too. Like,
there's a lot, yeah.
It's very, very predictable.
There's our review, I guess.
Our half-ass review.
How many horns would you give it?
Me?
I didn't see it, so don't look at
it. Don't look at him. He hasn't seen it yet. He's like, I give it 10 horns.
I'd give it about a 6.
All right.
Probably do 6.5.
Yeah, about six, between 6 and 7, maybe. 6.75 horns. There you go. Could have been better, but could have been worse, too.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. You guys want to get ready for our main topic?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You ready?
Yes.
Always.
We'll be right back. So our topic of this week is going to be the best, opinionated best Disney movies. Because your viewing of Moana saying it was like the best Disney movie ever.
I think it's the cream of the crop that they have done in a really long time.
So that led us to this idea of what are some of the best Disney movies. So we're going to go round table.
We're going to make a definitive list here now.
It's the best. The best. So let's start with you.
Me?
Since, yeah, I know you're going to, number one?
Number one.
Now let's start with number five. I'll go around like that.
You got to come up with five.
You have to come up with five now, and they can't all three be Aladdin movies.
Five
Disney movies.
And they can't all be Aladdin movies.
Okay. Was Treasure Planet a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my number five.
Really?
You're the only person I think I've ever heard who said anything positive about
it. I saw the movie in the theater, but...
Nobody else liked that movie?
It was okay. Wasn't Michael J. Fox's lead character, right?
No. Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that's Michael J. Fox.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Michael J. Fox was...
what movie was that?
Atlantis.
Atlantis, that's right.
I like that movie, too.
That was a little weird.
If I had to pick between the two, I do think Treasure Planet's better, though.
I've never seen Treasure Planet, so I don't have strong opinions about it, but it was kind of in an era of not great Disney movies, and that one kind of I let slip by. I did rewatch Atlantis, though, recently, and it's better than I remembered it being.
I liked Atlantis. I don't know if it's, like breaks my top five, though.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt was Jim Hawkins.
There you go.
Oh.
Good old Robin.
Sure. For, like, a minute. A brief minute. A hot minute.
A hot minute.
That's right.
Shoehorn Robin. So that's my number five. What about your number five?
I don't know. There's a lot of good movies. I mean,
Treasure Planet, right?
No. I'm going to have to say the original Jungle Book movie. I love that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's overrated.
No.
There's only a couple of good songs in that movie, and that's it.
I loved that movie as a kid, but it became the go-to for like substitute teachers all the way through middle and high school.
Did it?
I swear to God, I've seen the Jungle Book more than probably anything aside from the South Park movie. Wow. I can't stand it anymore.
Really?
Bare Necessities and... I Want to Be Like You by King Louie are the best songs in the movie. And
that's all you're waiting for while you're watching that movie.
Are we going to clarify that we're only talking animated movies?
Yes, we are only talking about animated. Or have animated portions.
Because otherwise, Cool Runnings is making it into my list. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
I'm
on.
Are we talking about Disney Animation Studios movies specifically?
No. It could be any Disney produced or published animated movies.
So Pixar is included.
Pixar is included. Yeah.
Okay.
Nope, not cheap.
That's cheating.
That
makes me want to rethink my Treasure Planet.
makes you rethink your whole life, doesn't it?
Eh.
If Treasure Planet's number five,
it makes the list a little bit harder.
It does.
I think it should be just Disney animated movies, not Pixar. Because Pixar is a whole category on its own.
All right, we can do...
Top five favorite Pixar
movies. Okay, we'll do that too then. We'll do that quickly. We'll do it after we're done with our Disney. Okay, fine.
Dave can do it quickly.
No, I'm having to scramble here. I got to think about this. So,
Justin, you have a number five?
A number five?
Just remember any.
I think I'm going to put Beauty and the Beast as my number five.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think Booty and the Beast. Is that a different movie?
That's the porno version.
Before, when I was a little kid, before I really like discovered what music I liked on my own, my mom and dad would always buy us soundtracks to Disney movies. So that was like the music I listened to growing up before I really discovered what was on the radio. And one of the tapes that I played until it wore out was Beauty and the Beast.
One of the very first animated movie to have it won an Academy Award. Plus, it had some of the very first ever CGI in a movie, like an animated movie. The ballroom scene where they're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Inaccurate. Yeah, there's precedence of that in Little Mermaid and further back.
I think Lion King is the first one to actually use CGI
no.
2D animation.
No. Little Mermaid precedes all of those.
And Little Mermaid was 1989.
1989 for Little Mermaid.
I did eat at the Beauty and the Beast Be Our Guest restaurant at Disney for lunch. Actually, really cool environment. It's really awesome.
Did they sing and dance?
They did not.
Did the teapot?
No, they did not.
Did you eat there at lunch, you said?
I did. I ate there at lunch.
Do
they really?
Characters come out and stuff. Well, that's cool. I don't know if they still do that.
But. It was hard enough to get a lunch reservation. I can't even imagine dinner.
So Beauty and the Beast is your number five.
Beauty and the Beast is my number five, yeah.
Pro tip, it's the only place in Disney property in any of the theme parks, especially Magic Kingdom, that has a get-your-own drink, like drink machine. It's true. Bring your cups from the hotel, trust me.
So what about, what was your number five?
Jungle Book was number five.
So we were waiting on Dave now.
Yeah.
Damn it. There's so many.
Okay, is this turning into top 50?
So mine may, I don't know. I'm just going to pick five ones that I like.
That's fine. Doesn't have to really be in order. Because we never do list in order, you know?
We should just make one single definitive list. We should argue that, though.
Well, we'd be here all night.
Yeah. This is only a 20-minute segment, not an hour and a half.
I'm going down the line. I'm thinking my way through.
All right, let's do it.
There. I'm like chronologically down in Disney Animation Studios history.
The way I think about it, like, which one am I more likely to watch over again?
Beauty and the Beast is a good one. Lion King is going to be on the list, but it's definitely higher up.
Lion King for me is...
I remember, I'm not uncomical.
It's cream of the crop.
I was going to say, you watch Song of the South all the time.
I was going to say that. I was going to say Song of the South, because you...
Isn't that in Dumbo?
No. Song of the South.
It's... You won't find it for sale anywhere.
No.
Put it that way.
It's no longer politically...
It's correct. The only attraction in any Disney park based on a movie that's been blacklisted.
Yes.
All right.
It's true.
Man. I'm trying to make sure I don't gloss over some of like the really old classic ones. So I'll go with Alice in Wonderland. I really, really like Alice in Wonderland.
Me too.
So that'll be
not the Tim Burton remakes.
No. The old 1950s.
It's really hard to enjoy like the super, super old ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
There's one on my list.
Huh?
There's one on my list.
Like Alice in Wonderland and Sleeping Beauty and
Sleeping Beauty is not my favorite either.
But I don't enjoy it. Like I tried to watch it, enjoy it. I think the only one like that's super old that I kind of enjoy is Fantasia. And even that.
I love Fantasia too.
Parts of it.
Well, Sleeping Beauty is like pretty boring for the first half, but when she turns into the dragon, it's badass.
It's on.
It is fucking awesome.
It's on like Maleficent.
I remember first time I saw it as a kid, I was just like, holy shit.
I think maybe the only Disney villain who ever invoked the powers of hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's probably true.
Snow White's pretty boring too.
Yeah. But you got to give Snow White credit for being the. One of the first, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just because I give it credit doesn't mean it's good.
No.
I mean, just because it's one of the first ones to make Disney its mark doesn't mean it's a good film.
My pet theory about Snow White is that she actually dies at the end.
I've heard that before.
And that she doesn't come back to life.
Yeah.
That she is killed at the end of the movie because when...
Hence no sequel.
Well, yes. But at the end...
It's in the afterlife,
She's in the coffin, right? And the prince finally shows up, who we've never seen before. He's a created, he's a figment of her imagination established early in the movie, right? She sings a song about him, but it's all imaginary. He shows up after she's dead and takes her to a white castle in the sky, in the clouds. the last shot of the movie is
like Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Yes, yeah, like a White Castle. With
so she
tiny
was stoned the whole time.
She was a stoner trying to get a burger.
She got stoned off that apple, man. It was laced with LSD in it.
That's right.
That crazy old lady drugged her up, harvested her organs.
I've never heard that story. That's interesting. What'd you say?
Bath salt apple.
So anyway, so that's all of our number fives, I guess. So we're going to number four now, huh?
Sure.
All right. And let me see what would make my number four. It would probably be...
Song of the Cells.
Yeah, that's it. You got me.
That's only 1, 2, 3, and 4 for him.
I've never seen it, so...
You have to see it. It's pretty crazy. Okay, moving on.
It's not a... Disney kind of owns the character, but it's not a Disney movie.
What?
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit's on my
that
list.
That counts.
Is it a Disney movie, though?
Yes. Hey, you know what? There are theme park attractions for Roger Rabbit, that's right. So there you go. That's the qualifying factor.
That's
legit.
If there's a theme park attraction based on it, it can be on the list.
All right, well, if that's the case...
The Song of the South qualifies for you in that manner.
So I'm going to say Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Definitely. Easily one of my favorite movies of all time.
Top five for me, for sure.
Roger Rabbit. When I was a kid, I used to have a stuffed animal Roger Rabbit where you pull the drawstring on the back and it'll say things. I used to carry it with me everywhere.
What did it say?
Lines from the movie and shit.
Like, give me one.
I can't do any. I can't do
Roger Rabbit.
I'm not very good at Roger Rabbit. I can do Mickey Mouse all day, but I can't do Roger Rabbit.
Or you can do Mickey Mouse all day, really?
Yeah.
Not that there. It takes a lot of stamina.
George, not there. No. The shorts don't come off.
Stop trying. All right, so I agree on Roger Rabbit being one of my favorite Disney movies because it was mind blowing at the time.
It still is. It's a monument in filmmaking, and it's a good movie.
Besides that, it's a monument on how they got all those rights to get all those characters together in one fucking movie.
Yeah, how did they get Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse together? That blew my mind as a kid. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Donald Duck and Daffy Duck together.
Yeah,
it was a great movie.
It was Quack Attack, is what it was.
Yeah. Pretty much. And if you paused a certain scene, you could see animated hoo-ha, supposedly.
Oh, you mean when she gets thrown from the cab?
Some scene, yeah. I thought it was when she was singing.
I think it's when she gets tossed from the...
Yeah, she's when she gets tossed from the cab, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And Christopher Lloyd, badass villain.
Scary villain.
Yeah. Toon killed my brother. Sorry if that was a spoiler.
He dropped a piano on his head.
Right.
He was pretty awesome in that.
He really was.
He's pretty awesome in most things, though.
It's true. He was kind of a strange villain in Dennis the Menace.
I don't think I've ever saw Dennis the Menace.
Shut up. You've never seen Dennis the Menace?
I've seen it in a long time, but yeah.
All right,
the only thing I remember is him eating a lot of beans, and he farted and caught his ass on fire. I remember that very vividly for some reason.
So do I.
Wow. All right.
So anyway.
What is your number four-ish pick?
Well, I didn't really include anything that wasn't just like standard Disney animation in my list. So like now that you're talking about Roger Rabbit fitting in there, I kind of want to change mine. But I'm going to stick with what I have just for simplicity's sake. I'm going to say Fox and the Hound.
Dude, that movie really makes me cry.
I love that movie.
Or it made me cry. I haven't seen it in a long time. That's like one of the few movies that made me like bawl as a kid.
Isn't that,
why can't they be friends?
One of the characters, what's his name?
Fox.
The Hound.
Oh, okay.
From Game of Thrones, right? No?
Yeah. I'd watch that movie.
Is Jamie Lannister the
fox in it's Fox from Metal Gear.
Oh, okay.
It's Fox Mulder and the Hound.
They're Fox Mulder, there you go.
That would be actually a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
I thought it was Corey Feldman was like one of the voices in that movie.
In Fox and the Hound?
Yeah.
It's somebody. Hang on. That may be right. I watched it again maybe about a year and a half ago, and I remember
that being like an older film when I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, me too, but I could
be wrong. It's from 1981. Yeah.
Is it 81? Wow, I thought it was older.
Around when I was born.
Corey Feldman.
He was a young copper. As a kid when they were little pups.
Gremlins?
Yeah.
Was that before or after Gremlins?
84? Going with Gremlin. He wasn't in Gremlins.
Yeah, he was. I know this because I watched it last night.
Oh, and Kurt Russell was in it.
Yeah, Kurt Russell was Copper. All right, we're moving on.
What's your number four?
Roger Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Dave?
You know, I'm looking through the list here, and there's things on here that I kind of forget to think of.
We will have honorable mentions. So
I'm going to throw one of these in here and say, like, I don't know. Let's throw Big Hero 6 in there.
Wow, pulling from the most current.
Right. Yeah, I really like that one. It's really good.
You know,
that was actually a Disney Animation Studio.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I hadn't been thinking of it as one, but I'm actually looking at their
film. I like Big Hero 6, here. But it's not.
Yeah, I like it
the
too.
Best.
Yeah, so okay, so well, I was between
I and
was
everything I should love about it.
I was between that one at this point and Wreck-It Ralph. Which one of those is better?
Oh, yeah. Wreck-It Ralph.
They're
yeah.
both really good. I don't know. I don't know if I could pick one's better than the other.
I forgot that was a Disney movie too. I thought that was a DreamWorks for a second. Huh. Made me rethink my list. Well, whatever. I'll be okay.
Wow.
So that one will be a split for a couple of modern, good modern ones.
Because Wreck-It Ralph was pretty great.
Yeah.
So you're a tie between Big Hero 6 and Wreck-It Ralph?
Why not? I'm making this up as I go.
So. Yeah, I think we all are. I like Wreck-It Ralph a lot. That was a great movie.
I can't believe they're making a sequel.
Yeah. And they're probably making an attraction out of it too.
That would be fun.
The what do you call it? No, it's. I think they're going to reutilize the Stitch's Great Escape ride attraction, whatever you want to call it. It's not
we're
a ride.
Turn that into Wreck-It Ralph.
That's what I've heard. It might be a 3D like VR type of ride.
Ride Ralph.
Ride it, Ralph.
He's going to wreck it.
He's going
to
wreck it.
Get wrecked on Ride It Ralph.
Ride It Ralph. I think you got the name right there.
So number threes.
Three Z's.
I'm going to say Beauty and the Beast for mine.
I might have to as well. I think so. That's on everybody's list now.
It is. Dude, yeah.
Okay. It's a really good one. I watched it a whole lot. I've seen it many, many times.
The animation is just beautiful, and the songs are great too.
Yeah.
And besides, how can you hear the Gaston song and not think bad words to that whole song?
What do you mean?
You know, it's like nobody can do like this Gaston and that Gaston. And like,
what filthy things is Gaston doing?
All the sorts of filthy things
nobody
you can imagine.
Can fuck like Gaston, is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, everybody says that or thought that. At least I did.
Actually, one of the podcasts I listen to a lot, it's All About the Mouse, and they just had the voice actor for Gaston on there like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
Pretty interesting interview. Pretty cool.
Have y'all seen the trailer for the new Beauty and the Beast?
I have. It's almost a shot-for-shot remake of
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Movie. But Gaston looks too small.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
It's y'all seen The Hobbit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Bard.
Yeah, it's Bard.
That's who I thought it was. Yeah, he's too
Luke
small.
Luke Evans? Or?
Yes, that's who that is, yeah.
All right, can I do... This is going to be old one. My number three is a tie. Uh-oh. I can do this.
Can you though?
They were both done in a 20-year period. So first is Peter Pan.
Oh, God, I can't stand
it. I like Peter Pan a lot.
It's a good one.
I mean,
I was trying to decide if I was going to put it on mine or not.
It's definitely close to the top five for me, but it didn't make my top five.
And the other one that I watched a lot growing up came out a year before I was born. Robin Hood.
I love Robin Hood. It's a great movie.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest. Come on,
it's a
I like
great
parts
movie.
Parts of Robin Hood, but I don't love it.
I like Anna with anthropomorphic, whatever. I can't even say
anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
I actually have it higher than you on the list. It's my number two.
Is it really?
I absolutely loved Robin Hood.
Awesome.
Growing up,
yeah, Robin Hood was a great movie, and it was also the cornerstone for them to make Zootopia.
Yes.
Like, they used that, the design of those characters to design a lot of characters.
I worked at the Disney
character store
very briefly when they opened up one in Sugarland, and, like, I remember, like, they used to have, like, a screen, like, the video screen, and they had the song where the whistle song from Robin Hood played, like, every 15 or 20 minutes, and that shit was in my head all the time.
My number three is definitely the oldest movie on my list, Sword in the Stone.
I was trying to decide if I was going to do that one.
It's not the best Disney movie, but it's good. And it was definitely one of my first introductions to like the fantasy genre.
I can see that. Okay.
And it definitely like inspired me to pursue those types of books. And
really can't stand Merlin in that movie.
He's okay. I mean, I really like it. It meant something to me because I watched it so much as a kid. So, like, it made me fall in love with the Arthurian legends and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And, I mean, all that has led to me being who I am today, like, in all the books that I choose to read.
Right on.
So, it meant a lot to me as a kid.
Very cool. It's a good movie, too. I don't know if it's my top five, but...
Yeah, I watched it a lot in school. That's all I remember. And I just remember hating all the songs with Merlin in it.
You know, one of my honorable mentions, so I'm going to go ahead and do it real quick, is in that time period. Nobody else probably likes this movie. Speaking of books, is The Black Cauldron.
I knew that was going to come up. Yeah. This is the right crowd for that.
I love The Black Cauldron. I used to read the book series as a kid the time. Oh, yeah.
The Jim Henson movie, Black Cauldron?
No, the animated Disney movie. Speaking of Black Hole.
What?
The Black Hole?
The Black Hole was a live-action
sci-fi movie, yeah.
Disney movie.
What are you thinking of?
Magic Crystal, I'm sorry.
The Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal. No.
Skeksis.
Yeah. I know. Black Cauldron was I think I read all the books like before I even saw the movie, so.
I've ever seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to let you borrow it. I actually have it on DVD. I'll let you borrow it.
I remember seeing it once when I was younger and really liking it, but I never saw it again.
It's one of the only movies in that time period that had no music. No original music, no songs or anything like that.
Right on. Dave, what's your number three?
I think I said Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
we're on to two.
On to two.
Moving on to number two.
I already said Robin Hood was my number two.
All right, so you can take a step out of this one. Well, let's see. What will be my final two? It's going to be really hard.
You can do combos. We're getting to that point.
I'm trying to be solid here.
Emperor's New Groove does not count.
I think I'm going to pick
Emperor's New Groove is my honorable mention.
Is it?
Emperor's New Groove is my honorable mention. I love that movie.
Patrick Warburton's great in that movie.
That movie's really funny, actually, and it holds up being funny to me.
Yeah, I pick Moana for my number two.
Already? Really?
Yeah.
Moana, wow. I really need to see this.
I actually had that written down as well. Again, I'm making this up as I go, but it was really good.
I don't know if it's because it's just fresh in my mind, but it's really good.
I want to see that
so bad now. You want to go again?
It's got all.
Yeah, I'll probably see it again.
It's got all the stuff. It's got the songs. It's got the really good characters.
Mad Max reference in it.
I actually heard that somewhere,
dude.
What was the Mad Max reference?
The coconuts, the crazy coconuts.
That was a Mad Max reference?
Yeah, because the...
I mean, I guess I can see that now,
yeah,
but...
Go watch it again. And
okay. And I just watched Mad Max Fury Road, like, a couple of days ago.
Oh, then it should have totally clicked.
In black and white, or...
For me.
No, in...
Regular?
Yeah.
In boring old color?
In boring old color.
It's not in black and chrome.
Right?
But yeah, there's a Mad Max reference.
That's awesome.
At least that's what I felt like when I was watching it.
All right.
And Dwayne... Let's
call him The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
He's fun. His voice isn't all that bad. The music is captivating. Like, it's one of the few movies that I actually sought out the soundtrack to actually
We've been listening to the soundtrack the last couple of days. We're like, the music was really good. We want to, like, listen to these songs again.
You can
listen
to the whole soundtrack on YouTube, and that's what I've been listening to while I was at work this whole week.
Wow. All right.
And,
very cool.
It's just a fun movie. So that's my number. Is that your number two as well?
Sure.
All right.
It's what I had written down, so I'll stick with it.
Okay. Did you pick a number two?
Robin Hood.
And you?
Men in Tights.
I'm about to do a number two. I'm about to do a number two. So excuse me for a minute.
Wait for the break.
Take a poop.
No. I'm going to say... Can I say it?
No, you can't say it.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is not on the approved list.
Why not? Because it's stop motion.
Hey, it's your show, man. You make the rules.
Because it's not a Disney Animation Studios movie.
Right. I was about to say, that's not part of the studio.
They sure are milking it, though.
Yeah, they do. But it is, it's not on the list.
You gave an exception for Roger Rabbit. I mean, if you really want to make an exception for that, I guess we can.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If not...
It's barely a feature-length movie.
No, that is true. It's very short.
Barely a feature-length film.
Okay, so I'll pick a different number two. This is a very hard. This is a very hard decision because
that's right, buddy. You tell that shit.
That's right. Thank you, Tom Arnold. It's very difficult to pick these number one and number two.
I know what my number one is.
Number two, I'm going to have to say Aladdin.
That was close for me. Yeah,
This is a very tight race right here.
It was very close for me to put.
I'm just going
to
go right ahead and say it. Number one, The Lion King.
Lion King.
Dude, that's my number one as well.
Lion King's not even on my top five list.
What?
Aladdin's my number one.
You need to get up.
It was either going to be Lion King or Aladdin, and I was trying to think which one's the better one.
I saw you tearing up when we saw the Lion King show at Disney. You're like, oh, it's my favorite movie.
I didn't tear up, but I did sing along to the music.
Yeah, actually, when we get to our question of the week, I'm pretty sure Lion King's going to be my answer now that we're talking about it. Thanks for making that easy for me.
Lion King is a damn near perfect Disney movie.
Yes.
It's so good. All the way through.
You just hate dad's
dying,
don't you?
It's pretty much
like Hamlet.
It is Hamlet.
With lions.
It's fine.
All right. Don't like Shakespeare.
It's fine.
So I said no, my number one, which is The Lion King. What about you guys?
Lion King, number one?
If I couldn't pick Lion King, if you already picked it, I would go with Aladdin. But
they're so close together, yeah, Aladdin and Lion King.
I could do a double feature, and if I had to do a double feature, it would be Aladdin and Lion King.
Yes, definitely. In Aladdin 2 and 3.
I do like the sequels. It's not very loved by other people, but
they're okay.
Return of Jafar is not a great story, but it's just fun to watch.
Well, it's fun to watch him rise to power and like have it all fall apart on him.
I see Iago be a good guy.
Isn't there a Blu-ray with like 2 and 3 together or something?
I don't think so.
I swear there was.
I know there's a DVD combo, but I don't think there's a Blu-ray combo.
My favorite movie is actually The Lion King 1.5.
So that's told from the perspective of Timon and Pumbaa,
yeah.
The whole first movie, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I've never seen it, but it's supposed to be like the
It's basically Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead for Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
And then I tried watching the new Lion King TV show.
Never seen it.
What's it called? Lion's Pride?
Lion
Guard.
It's not made for you. It's made for young kids.
It's not very good. I tried to see if I enjoyed it. It's not very good.
So what about honorable mentions now?
My honorable mention for number one should have been Aladdin. Sorry, man.
Okay.
You look a little hurt.
No, I'm used to it.
Okay. Like, fuck you guys, I'm going to be different.
Everybody worships the ground Lion King walks on, and it's
nobody said Mars needs moms.
Also movie? Not a Disney Animation Studios movie.
All right.
It bombed, Meet the Robinsons too. Was, though.
Oh.
So that was a fun movie.
I liked it.
It was okay. Nobody said Frozen here.
It's not that good.
No, Frozen, it's really not.
I'm not sure we're the target audience anyways.
The music was catchy. That's about it.
Target audience for Moana, that shit was fucking
good. I'm going to give another honorable mention to Lilo and Stitch, actually.
Oh, really?
Because
I'm not a big Lilo and Stitch fan.
I never watched it because it was in that era of where I was kind of like, Disney's kind of lost their way. Like, they're making kind of crappy shit. And it wasn't until just a few years ago that I actually sat and watched Lilo and Stitch, and actually, it's really fun.
I've never seen any of the sequels.
There's sequels?
There's like three. Yeah.
Wow.
There's like the Lilo and Stitch 2 and the Stitch movie.
You know what I'm going to give an honorable mention to is for bringing the renaissance of classic Disney animation back? It's The Princess and the Frog.
It was really good.
You know what else?
It's a really good movie.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That was a really good one. Fucked up movie.
Yeah. That's a fucked up story.
Not nearly as fucked up as the actual story.
No.
the way they did it for kids, like, it's about a whore the whole entire movie. And a guy who dies trying to rape a whore. That's the whole movie.
The song that, what is the...
The dude that's singing... That the bad guy sings?
Yeah. That is a intense song for a Disney movie. The Hellfire song? Holy shit.
Speaking of Maleficent, they use him in all the Disney villain stuff at the parks now because he's such an evil character.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
But that song in particular stands out amongst Disney villain songs as being particularly creepy and heavy.
Yeah, I agree.
What about Tarzan?
Tarzan was okay.
I like that movie.
Here's the one I'm surprised nobody mentioned. We sort of hinted about it, but The Little Mermaid.
I like it. I just don't love it.
There's a lot of things I do like about it.
I really like the music in it, but I don't love a lot of a lot else about it.
I think I like the story of the movie itself, like people making it.
I like there's a metal band name in the movie, Flotsam and Jetsam.
I like Under the Sea song a lot. I mean,
Ursula's a pretty terrifying villain.
Ursula is one of the best villains.
But her sidekicks are so bad.
The story...
The eels?
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Yeah, that's who... Yeah, Flotsam and Jetsam. Yeah. But the story is not that great. She's a compelling villain. She's a great villain, but...
And that's my problem with The Lion King, is like, I feel like Scar is like one of the best Disney villains, but everything else in the movie just sucks for me. Like, yeah. Like, I don't like Simba at all. Like, I have no empathy for Simba at all. And like, I don't care. Like, I like the hyenas. I think
he's a lion hater.
That's what it is. I just don't like lions. I think the hyenas are pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like Scar, but like, Timon and Pumbaa never clicked with me. Like, I never liked Simba as a main protagonist at all. Like, I was way more sympathetic to Scar. I was just like, fuck this kid coming in and trying to take your stuff. Kill Mufasa. Take over. Like,
jeez, man.
We know where his loyalties lie now.
He's a Scar liker.
Fascist.
He's all in the Scarism.
What else?
You know what I sort of liked back in the day? The Rescuers.
Oh, yeah. Which I remember that. Now?
The first one.
First one?
I saw the sequel. It was okay.
Way too long since I've seen any of those.
It's one of those movies I watched in my family's house a lot when I was a kid.
The setting of the second one more than I like the setting of the second one.
Was that Down Under?
Yeah, because they were going to Australia. The first one's when they're in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I remember the bad guy gets eaten by a crocodile. In the second movie, the bad guy gets eaten by a crocodile, too. There's a running theme with these mice.
So let's do our quick, Pixar ones.
Okay.
Far fewer to pick from.
Yes, that are good.
I can just do, we can just do top three real quick.
Yeah, let's do them.
All right.
You go first.
Toy Story is definitely...
Your number one?
Probably on my number one. I have to look at the list now. I would say Toy Story 3 is up there too.
Toy Story 3 is one of them.
That is a really well made movie.
Mm-hmm.
You just call it the Toy Story saga.
You can count all of Toy Story as one.
All right, let's do that. That'll maybe less part 2.
2 is not so good, but Toy Story 3 is great.
I'm trying to look. I liked Ratatouille a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
All of them, really?
There was something about that movie that had charm.
I know my top three right off.
Maybe it was Patton Oswalt.
It's the Toy Story saga.
Yep.
Incredibles.
Incredibles, yes.
And Up.
Up was your favorite?
Is my third favorite.
Okay. So
Up hit too close to home for me.
You had a floating house?
Yes, exactly what happened. I had a floating mortgage and my house got away from me.
And somehow you ended up in the African...
Yes,
South America. It's like America, but South.
Yeah. Saludos, amigos. Incredibles, definitely.
Up is on my list. I'm not sure where exactly, but it's definitely one of their best pieces of work. Up is really, really good.
I like Finding Nemo a lot. The original Finding Nemo is
really
great.
Good.
Yeah, that's my top five, but I wouldn't say it's...
It's not my favorite. Wall-E, I love Wall-E.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked Wall-E, but it's not my favorite.
I think it's a really interesting...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's...
That's fine.
I think it's a really interesting movie. I think the characters are adorable in it.
And they don't ever talk.
And that's one of the interesting things about it to me, is that for the first, good half hour of the movie, there's no dialogue. And it's all done through visual storytelling.
That is true.
That's really cool.
It's really rare, too.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, Wall-E is on my list. Up is on my list. And probably on the weight of Toy Story 3 alone, the Toy Story series makes my list.
What about you, Justin? You have a favorites of Pixar films?
See, it's really hard for me to even distinguish because, I'm not... For a lot of these CGI driven films, a lot of them I just haven't seen.
Okay.
I really didn't see very many of them after 2000, and the few that I have seen I really liked, but it's really hard for me to distinguish between DreamWorks and Pixar and that kind of stuff because so many of them are so similar. But I love Shrek. I think Shrek is amazing. It's a DreamWorks movie, but I can't really I don't think I've seen enough Pixar movies to have this discussion.
Okay.
I love Shrek. I love Despicable Me. That's also DreamWorks, I think.
I think you're a DreamWorks fan.
Probably.
It's Illumination.
Despicable Me is Illumination, yeah. Sony.
Okay.
None of DreamWorks.
I did like The Incredibles a lot.
Incredibles, yeah, Incredibles is a really is good one.
I never saw Cars. I never saw...
You're not missing anything.
I saw Toy Story, and like, okay. In general, I like Toy Story, but it's really hard for me to put it at the top of a list because I haven't seen enough to compare it to, I think.
I like Toy Story a lot.
Like, it's good, but it wasn't as groundbreaking to me as it probably was for some people.
The shorts are fun, too. Like, the new ones?
Yep. They're just great characters, yeah.
Toys that Time Forgot or something like that?
Yep. They're just great characters, really.
I like that one, that short.
Probably would.
It does.
But yeah, I saw Wally. All Wally right, was pretty good.
One more thing. Favorite video game based on a Disney movie? Let's do that real quick.
All right. Easy answer. It's Aladdin.
Aladdin for the Sega Genesis, not Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Let's make that.
All of them, except for DuckTales.
DuckTales is... I can count DuckTales.
If that one counts, that one wins. Because
I'm
going to
say...
Awesome.
I'm going to throw... This has to count. Kingdom Hearts.
I've never played them, so...
What?
I have your copy because I'm supposed to have played it, but...
You still have my copy?
I still have.
Bring that shit back. Okay.
I've never played that game either.
You had the first one?
Yeah.
On PS2?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Little Mermaid. Given her talking about before, like... I mean, we had a limited supply of NES games growing up, and I beat the shit out of Little Mermaid all the time.
Is that what happened to her?
It was
beat the shit out of her a lot.
Yeah, she got her legs, you know? I know. It was my sister's games, and they couldn't... They got so frustrated, they gave up, and then I just started playing it.
But once she got her legs, she stopped talking, so she was no way to talk back.
It's really fun. It was one of the better Disney one. NES games. I really liked it.
Yeah, I didn't play that one.
Rescue Rangers is good, too. Did we mention that one? Yeah. I had Tailspin on the TurboGrafx. Yes, unfortunately, they did.
Yeah, I played that one a lot, actually. It was really confusing.
Yeah. It was like E.T. confusing. You don't know what the hell you're supposed to do.
Well, like, because you're playing Eddie... And you're supposed to, like, be doing detective work and stuff.
Okay.
It was weird.
So you don't play Roger Rabbit?
No.
No.
You play as Eddie.
And rest in peace, Bob Hoskins.
Hoskins.
What did I say?
Haskins.
Well, he's dead. He's not going to care.
I don't know.
Haggis? Bob Haggis?
Bob Haggis.
So there's our top.
There's our quick grab bag of favorite Disney movies.
Sure.
Who's the best? You decide. Let us know what you think.
That's right.
Send us an email to msrcast@gmail.com or Twitter, Facebook, and the Instagram.
Darkwing Duck game. I forgot about that.
I did play that. That was on the TurboGrafx. Yeah. I played that.
I like that game. I like that show.
That show was amazing.
But we didn't talk about Disney cartoon shows.
We'll do that later. We can do that in another segment. Our favorite Disney afternoon television shows.
So let us know who you agree with, who's the right one. Everybody knows Lion King is the best.
Go ahead and throw the hate in and tell me how much you guys think I'm an idiot for not liking Lion King.
And let us know what you think. On to the next segment.
Comicalpodcast@gmail.com if you hate what he said.
Sure.
It's not true. I mean, Aladdin's pretty great.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah, but... Lion King's better.
If you don't like my opinion, you're an asshole, right?
Yeah, I said I liked Scar and the Hyenas. I mean, there were things in the movie I liked. I just didn't like Simba.
Poor, poor Simba. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah! On these balls.
Yeah!
So I guess you can... figure out what band we're talking about during the segment of George Hates Metal, right?
It's Megadeth, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah!
This sounds like a rapper now. Somebody in the background is going, yeah!
We're like, Little John?
Yeah, Little John.
Dude, if I had the money, I would totally hire Little John just to be my hype man to announce me in every room.
He should
do
a collaboration with Metallica.
He should.
And it should just be him and Hetfield going back and forth.
What?
What? Yeah!
What?
Yeah!
Wow. Somebody needs it to take a Little John song and replace all his yeah with James Hetfield doing yeah.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
All right.
Or shots, 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 shots.
Man. I don't know that.
You don't know that song? Come on.
No.
Go!
All right, let's talk about the new Metallica album. It's called, what is it called?
Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Yes, they are.
Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you.
It's Lars's fault, if anything.
I agree
on
that one.
It's always Lars's fault.
If it everything in this world, wrong with the world, is Lars's fault.
Napster being taken down was Lars' fault.
So I'll be the first to admit, I have not been a Metallica fan in years. I can't even remember the last time I liked a Metallica song. I am even over listening to them completely. There's parts of this album I don't hate.
Hey, that's a positive note.
High praise from Carrie the Metal Geek.
So, that's not a bad note from you.
The song that we heard, Dream No More, right? There's the slow part of that song, where the slow chugging riffing.
The chorus.
Yeah, it's amazing. That is awesome. It sounds like but then they fuck it up with the rest of the song.
So we should just call this Carrie Hates Metallica segment?
Yes. We've renamed it. The voice from the other room agrees.
Yeah.
No, really. So this is your segment, George Hates Metal. So I know you like this album, right?
I've only listened to it once, and we re-listened to some songs. And yep. The songs that we re-listened to, I actually really enjoy.
We listened to a little bit of Hardwired, the first track.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I think that's my favorite track.
An overabundance of cussing for some reason.
What?
Get off my lawn!
Gary was offended because he swears.
No, it's just swearing.
It's
for
the chorus of
there's
the song.
No reason though. It's just they're trying to be young and hip and curse a lot. I don't know. Just dag felt nabbit. Very dag nabbit those kids.
Sorry, is it hurting your precious virgin ears or something?
No, it just felt very forced. You know what I mean?
Does okay. it though?
Yeah, it does.
I don't think it so. Does, though. I disagree.
All right. Well, I agree to disagree on that point.
Sure.
But we listened to Spit Out the Bone. I like that song.
That was a really good song.
That's a really thrashy song.
Yeah, it's really good.
And he says, yeah, once.
You know, you may have the opinion that it's, you know, not the worst thing you've ever heard, but I actually enjoy most of it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I don't really remember most of the songs on the second CD as much. I remember them being a little bit slower.
Did they really have a song called Am I Savage?
Am I Savage is probably the worst song on the whole album. Yeah,
it's pretty rough.
Yes, I Am. Is it a sequel?
Am I Savage? Yes, yeah!
I am, yeah!
Does he do it in that song? Is that the one
Maybe,
where he's...
I don't know.
There's one song
he definitely
where he
does it once, because when I heard it, I cracked up.
We used to cover that Am I Evil in my old band, like the first like 3 minutes of the song, and then we just sort of like petered out on it.
So what I honestly think is I think the song is like this album is like a culmination of their whole music career.
I can see that. I hear a lot of And Justice for All style songwriting on
yeah,
this
you
album.
Can see that. Yeah. And that and Master Puppets, and you definitely hear influences from Black Load, Album yeah. and Load and Reload.
So it's their greatest hits new album.
Yeah, it's like they took all the shit that they really liked from their old days and mushed it together into one album.
Is there any ballady like Unforgiven or any of that kind of crap?
There is one song, yes. I just don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, there is one song that's kind of like that, but...
The Unforgiven Part 3?
It's not that.
No.
No.
There already is one of those.
Yeah, that was
what?
In the last
Unforgiven
album.
Unforgiven 3 was on Death no. Magnetic. No.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Oh, guys, come
on. I think it's Halo on Fire. That has some really like long, melodic, like big okay. kind of sounds to it.
These are all long songs. This is yeah. definitely back to like And Justice for All song lengths, you know?
And a three disc deluxe album.
Yeah, I've heard some of the deluxe. They do the rainbow. I was going to say the Rainbow Connection, but yeah, the rainbow.
They did that too.
The Rainbow Dio trilogy of songs on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
From that,
I didn't know that was a Dio song.
Yeah, it yep. is.
The whole third album is nothing but covers and live album stuff.
Ronnie Rising medley: A Light in the Black, Tarot Woman, Stargazer, and Kill the King.
You don't like it, right?
No, I like it.
Oh, you do?
It's not okay. bad. Stargazer is like one. It's one of my top 10 songs ever.
Okay,
really. I love that. I love that album. That song.
So anyway, there you go. I don't think it's bad.
But I gotta say, their cover version of "Remember Tomorrow," horrid. I do not like that version of that Iron Maiden song. It's okay. bad.
It's because it's not Iron Maiden.
No. Oh. I've heard good covers of it before, but they like change it around too much. I think. For me.
Too many yeahs added to it.
Too many yeah, exactly.
Too much,
right.
Too much Lars slowly hitting the drums.
The Metallica drum syndrome is real.
Yep.
So anyway, it's good. It's just not great.
Different drummer though. Like, you I think the whole band, you add like a real drummer. What would they even sound like? It wouldn't be the same
no,
at all.
I will give Lars a little bit of credit. It sounds like he's really trying on this album more than Kirk Hammett.
God.
We discussed that too, because Kirk Hammett was just.
I've
can I get a paycheck?
I haven't said much up to this point.
Nope.
My take on the album.
Here I've comes to, Dave.
Here
Soapbox.
It comes. Here it fucking comes, guys.
Yeah.
I've listened to the album through one time. I listened to a little bit of the third disc stuff. I haven't listened to all of it yet. I'm not feeling that compelled to. But I also was surprised at that I didn't hate it.
We're going to put that on the album cover. That's our quote. The Metal Geeks.
Metal
we
Geeks.
Didn't hate it.
We didn't hate this one.
No, I was surprised.
It's pretty good for a Metallica for album.
Yes. It's a lot better than I was expecting it to be. I feel like they're trying again. Death Magnetic had some redeeming elements to it, but they were few and far between. This one is a lot better than that.
I don't think I ever got fully through Death Magnetic.
It's not great. I really like
Agner.
Just pretend that album never happened.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be impossible to produce anything that's not better than Saint Anger.
Okay. I mean, monkeys screaming into a microphone is a little bit more enjoyable.
They did do that collaboration with Lou Reed.
Oh, yeah.
So let's not forget about
that. Right, reason. Dave, that's way to prove me wrong, Dave.
That's the reason Lou Reed is dead.
Yeah. But
he died immediately after they heard it.
He's like, I recorded that. Oh, fuck.
I'm quitting right now. Quitting on life.
Life's over. Life.
God, we're bad.
But
sorry, Lou Reed fans.
The songs are, there's a lot of Injustice for All kind of songwriting.
Yeah, I can hear that.
The riffing, kind of some off-kilter stuff, which is cool. I like that. But they get into, on a lot of the songs, they get into this state that's a problem that Metallica's had for a long time, where they wander and it feels like they don't know where the song is going, and these sections go on and on to me,
and
like,
they struggle to get back,
and they
to,
have a hard
yeah,
time
I agree
getting back
that.
To something compelling.
They do that for the live shows, so they can like go off into another song and come back to the other song.
They shouldn't be composing music that way, though.
That's the part of the song where we're going to just play the for about 3 minutes so we can get crowd participation.
Yeah.
Or what is that? With the Creeping Death, I do that for a while?
Yeah.
Annoying.
But James is sounding really good.
Yeah,
James
I agree
is,
on that.
James is sounding his Jamesiest without the... Yeah, thanks, Justin.
James,
he sounds good.
He's Jamesiest without being too much James.
Without
Lars,
adding that yeah.
James! My name is James.
Lars still sounds like he gets tired after short bursts.
He does. Because the drums sound like they go a lot slower after
dude,
a little bit.
All right, Lars, 10 seconds in the song, you should not be tired.
Yeah,
we'll fix it in post. Don't worry.
Dude, he's like 60-something, isn't he?
He's always had
50s,
this problem,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
He's had this problem for a long time.
Except
this got to be their last album.
My
right?
biggest complaint
they can't
is
keep this up forever.
Trujillo is not in the mix at all.
If you've noticed in our conversation about him, I haven't even mentioned him because where is he?
And Robert Trujillo like, is one of the best
bass players
out there. If you never listened to Infectious Grooves, Suicidal Tendencies when he was in the band, he does some amazing shit on the bass, like Flea style, you know, funk metal bassing. You know,
I feel like
he's wasted.
He has found himself a position
to make money.
Very similar to Kirk Hammett's, where you just shut up and
yeah.
show up
and
collect
yes
your
man.
Paycheck.
Yes, man.
And Kirk
yes,
Hammett
Lars. Yes,
is,
Lars.
Kirk Hammett is phoning it in again on this. That's really the biggest disappointment to me, is I feel like his...
But Kirk Hammett is phoning it in on his gold-plated phone.
Good for him.
Didn't he lose his phone
yeah.
making this album?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He lost all the riffs.
Yeah.
So maybe really that's why he phoned it in, because he's like, I just got to make something up
maybe
now.
He was phoning it in.
Guys, I got to play some guitar here. I'll be back in a little bit.
And again, my wow.
But he's really disappointing. Kirk Hammett is not a phenomenal guitar player, but he's better than he has been in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. He's better than that. And I wish he would remember that he was. He's
remember who you are.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, you could take almost any other metal band and compare them to Metallica, and like, there will be musicians in the other band that are way better than almost anybody in Metallica.
Yeah.
Like, Hetfield is probably the most talented guy in the group.
I agree with that.
And everybody else is very replaceable, I'd say. But I mean, they're not going to get rid of him because that's the core as it is now.
They can't get rid of Lars. I mean, I wish
they're
but
stuck
not
with
going
them.
They sort of are,
but I mean they're restricted by that. I mean, their songwriting's always going to be affected by
because
Lars's
Metallica
and James's.
Yeah, Metallica is James and Lars. It's always been that way,
right? So I mean, you're going to get something that sounds like Metallica, which is exactly what this is, which is exactly what it needed to be. It didn't need to be, you know, over the top or groundbreaking or anything. It just needed to sound like an old school Metallica album, which
and
I feel
like
they accomplished.
And at least it wasn't really horrible. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I'm saying
it wasn't Saint Anger. That's just what
that should be the tagline. It could have been a whole lot worse. Trust us, guys.
I'm saying this in a good way. I mean, they made a decent album for Metallica. It could be a lot worse. It really could.
It's a great album for Metallica fans to enjoy.
If you're a Metallica fan, you're going to dig the hell out of this album.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
No, seriously. But if you're sort of over it, it's not.
You're
going to
be like, oh, that's a good song. Oh, and that's a good song.
It may not be an album that draws you back into being like a hardcore fan, but like it's definitely an album you can listen to and enjoy. And
I would actually listen to this album more.
Finish this sentence. It's the best Metallica album since
Injustice for All.
Really? That far?
No.
Black Album?
Black Album had some okay stuff on it. I mean, it was super popular.
I'd say it's the best album since the Black Album.
All right.
Yeah, I would say that too. That's true. Because I didn't really love anything after Black Album.
I mean, there's a couple good songs here and there, but like...
Yeah, but it's not like a whole album that I just fucking love. But I really do like Death Magnetic.
I do too.
If you hack apart Load and Reload...
You got a good album.
There's a good album.
I remember we talking about that before.
In the pieces of Load and Reload.
That's why they called it Load and Reload.
I think there's more good pieces in this contained album than there was in the combined forces of those two albums.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of good riffage on this album, so...
Okay.
So there you have it.
So, best Metallica since the Black Album, then.
Want to really quick say everyone's favorite Metallica album?
Sure. Let's
you
go
first.
Around. No, me?
You first.
I like Ride the Lightning a lot.
You like Riding That Lightning,
I do
you?
Ride That Lightning.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah, that's my favorite, too.
I'm going to say Kill 'Em All, too, because there's some great shit on that Kill 'Em All
album.
There
is some good stuff.
And that's what really got me into the band.
Jump in the Fire.
Yeah.
Don't you always jump. Say in the shower?
How do you know that shit?
Because every time I play it in the car, that's what you say.
Jump in the shower.
Jump in the shower. Every
like,
time you say it.
Around, like shaking your whole car. Like jamming out, singing the words wrong.
Come on. Jump in the shower.
On the few road trips that Carrie and I have taken, the song will periodically come up in my shuffle. And he was like, he will sing Jump in the Shower instead of Jump in the Fire.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Injustice for All. This is my favorite.
Your favorite?
That's
really?
My next favorite.
That's my
one.
Next favorite too. Number two.
It's
great song that album. Yeah, but
it's I mean, it's not without its faults, but I think that the songwriting is the most interesting and complex.
Intricate.
That
yeah,
ever done.
It's a very intricate album.
Better
after
than
that,
Orion?
Probably Ride the Lightning. Ride the Lightning is really, really good. I actually do like Ride the Lightning better than I like Master of Puppets.
Me too.
Really? Which is kind of like sacrilege or whatever.
Master of Puppets, the song for
Master
me.
Master of Puppets
overplayed.
Is what I grew up with. I
it's
think
what
that's
I grew
why.
Up with
yeah,
too. So like, I can totally understand, you know, people liking other albums over it, but like
it's the album I listen to.
If you said Master of Puppets is like, you know, down at the bottom or something,
no.
I'd be like,
no,
you know, flabbergasted by that. But
well, George. Didn't hate this one?
No, I didn't hate it.
I don't think any of us really hated it, but it's just...
I just didn't love it either, but I mean, I have to listen to it more to...
And we've already picked
opinion.
Out the band for next week's George Hates Metal.
Did we, though?
We did.
We already established
son
that he hates them.
So.
No, but we're going to get more out of it next week. We're going
to... It's
going
to
yeah.
make me piss him off even more is what he want me to do.
Yeah. You're going to be a Jet City woman. That's all I'm going to say.
We're listening to Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No.
Oh.
No, we're not. All right, so George Hates Metal, Metallica?
Sure. Eh. Go listen to it if you like Metallica.
It's free on Spotify.
That's what I've been listening to it on Spotify at work.
Don't buy it, listen to it for free.
Well.
There you go.
Metallica.
They released half the album before
the
album
money.
Came out anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's like 18 music videos for this album.
Please pay attention. Please.
They really wanted you to know they were coming out with an album.
All right, so let's time. I think it's time to tickle our geek, right?
Yeah, let's get into that. Let's tickle each other's geeks.
You need like some Tickle Me Elmo like break right here, where she's like, oh.
Guys, so it's that time of the week where we talk about what's been tickling your little geek this week.
Why's it got to be little, man?
Because that's how everyone is. I don't know. Yours is not little. I need to talk to my doctor.
Blame your dad.
it's genetics. It's genetics. God damn it.
So let's let our guest.
Yeah, let him
start.
Go first.
What's tickling your geek, Justin?
Well.
Your little geek.
Sure. Well, actually, a TV show.
TV.
I remember last week I talked about horrorgeeklife.com.
Yes.
The host, the owner of that site, is a friend of mine. She was talking about the most recent show. She's been watching The Exorcist.
Which website is it again?
Horrorgeeklife.com.
Oh, yeah. Horrorgeeklife.com.
Yeah.
I don't think we get paid every time we say it.
I don't care. Okay. We will eventually.
Okay.
It's a good connection to make, I think. But anyways, Mel, the owner of the site, was talking to me about a TV series called The Exorcist on Fox. And I had seen it publicized and stuff, and I just never got around to checking it
based
out.
Based on the movie, right?
Well,
it's
no.
A it's prequel a prequel to the movie,
completely
right?
new story that
Is it?
That has a tie-in to the original movie.
Oh.
But the tie-in doesn't appear until much later in the
time
story.
Era of the show. What, is it modern? Or is it?
It's like, modern. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is modern.
It's modern age. It's about a new priest who's never been exposed to exorcism or anything. And he's struggling with his own kind of internal conflict because there's a woman who he befriended and taught Spanish to, and she taught English to him, and they have kind of like a mutual affection. And he's struggling with, like, should he have a relationship with her and still, or can he have a relationship with her and still be in the church? And at the same time, he knows this fancy
is no. Yeah.
Well,
if you're Catholic, the answer
is supposed
no.
to be no.
That's why he's struggling with that.
They don't call it an inner demon for nothing, you know?
It reminds me of
church or pussy?
That Tropic Thunder segment where... God damn, Robert Downey Jr. and Tobey Maguire were playing monks, and they were gay monks for each other,
right.
And they couldn't be with one another.
The devil's something.
Yeah, that's what that reminds me of. That's all.
Yeah, kind of. I can see that. But anyways, it's about this family that goes to this priest church, and the mom starts noticing all kinds of weird stuff going on around her house, and she thinks her one daughter, who's like a shut-in, is possessed. So she goes and talks to the priest, and she's like, can you please
is this like preacher too?
Help us? No, not like that.
Okay.
I would say more like Outcast than anything.
I was thinking of.
It turns out the big kind of flip that you're not expecting, I mean, I'm going to spoil just a little bit, but if you've seen trailers, you'll know this immediately anyways.
There's a devil in there.
Well, one of the daughters is possessed, but it's not the one who's the shut-in. It's the one who goes out and lives her life and goes to parties and plays soccer and rugby and, like, you know, is a socialite.
And has a cross and shabby in her vagina.
Well, she's a hot hair curler, actually, in this one.
There you go.
Hair curlers are hot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, fuck me, Jesus.
It's on Fox, so like some of the gore and like some of the really like pushing the limit stuff they can't quite do. But there's a lot of really funny nods to the original. Like, there's a scene where the mom's trying to figure out which one of her daughters is possessed, so she puts holy water in their drink. And the one daughter drinks it and gets really sick and runs upstairs right after she finishes eating.
Does her head spin?
Well... They were eating pea soup at dinner, so when she gets upstairs, she literally throws up pea soup, which I thought was hilarious.
That's funny.
Is there a big silhouetted scene where he walks up to the house and it's all foggy?
There's a scene like that. That's exactly how it opens.
Yeah, but, you have to if your show is named The Exorcist.
It's a full, like, 22-episode type
it's
of show?
It's a 10-episode series on Fox, and there may be a second season, there may not. The first 8 episodes are out right now. I binge watched it in one day.
Wow.
It's really, really good. Like, I can't believe it's a Fox show, honestly.
It won't last.
It keeps on popping up on my Fox. I've been watching Gossip on Fox now when I'm working out in the morning, and it keeps on popping up there. I'm like,
why would you do that to yourself?
Well, work out or watch Gossip?
Watch Gotham.
Okay.
Working out's great. Gotham's not.
We'll move on from there. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay.
So anyway, go on.
Anyways, yeah, it's excellent.
Not tickling my geek, but I'm watching it.
But basically, the one priest doesn't have any experience with exorcism, so he seeks out another priest that does.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy has a lot of experience, and you're kind of learning a little bit about his past and like some of the crazy shit he's been through, and like how demons end up killing themselves if like he tries to force them out of a host that they can't, you know, support, or can't support them any longer. There is one scene kind of in the same place where she throws up, where she pulls this giant centipede out of her throat. And I was just like,
yeah, you texted me about
son of a bitch.
Yeah, you texted me about that.
Because it's kind of very similar to something that happens in our comic. But
it's just, it's hot on the brain, I guess.
I guess so. You know, it's
you can sue him now.
That
it's collective, the collective consciousness that everyone's pulling from.
So The Exorcist on Fox.
I'd honestly give it like an 8.5 out of 10.
Wow, that's
as far as a rating.
That's high.
It's really, really good.
For a Fox show, they haven't canceled
it. For a Fox show, I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
They haven't canceled
it. Do you think... is new episodes coming out soon? Or
there's two more episodes in December to finish it up, but I didn't even know there was two more episodes. I watched the first 8, and where it ends on 8 is honestly like a really awesome cliffhanger.
Oh, so they're going to ruin it now.
They might, yeah. You know, it could lose a few points.
They've jumped the shark now. Now they're going to jump the shark.
The way they tie it in to the original Exorcist movie I thought was pretty brilliant. It's a little bit predictable, but it was still really well done. And some of the... like gross stuff the demons do, even within the confines of being like on basic cable, it's pretty impressive.
Not even basic cable, it's broadcast TV.
Right, yeah, it's on Fox. I mean,
yeah.
I think if you're a fan of horror or you enjoyed the original Exorcist at all, you'll fucking love this, because I did.
That I am a horror fan and a fan of the Exorcist movies makes me totally skeptical of something.
Oh, like I was too. I had no interest in watching it, but like my friend Mel, I trust her opinion because she literally runs a website about horror movies. So she told me I had to watch it, and yeah, she was right. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dave, what's been tickling your geek?
I guess a couple of things. One of them's not that big of a deal, but it's just been fun for me that I can turn on my TV at any point during the day, and The Simpsons is on right now.
So, that's good. So
they've been doing their 600 marathon.
Yeah, we watched
what episode
on,
are they on
Saturday
to now?
They've got to be around 300 right now.
Because last time I saw it, it was like 160.
It's got to be around 300 right now. Pretty close, I think. But so that's pretty cool. The other thing that I'm excited about, we had mentioned this briefly in our conversation earlier, but the news came out of D23 that they're not going to fuck up the Tower of Terror in
yeah.
Florida.
It's
pretty
staying
excited about
the real Tower of Terror in Florida. California, not so much.
Yeah.
Florida, yes. What we rode that ride.
I had a great time riding that ride.
The last time I tell you the story, the last time I rode the ride, my last day there, Kim, my wife doesn't ride that ride, unfortunately. And there was like this lady and her young daughter. Her young daughter was all excited that she was going to ride it because she's, this is not scary for me. I've been on this before. And like when the ride started going down, the first drop, she like, the little girl freaked out. She's like grabbed onto me. It was cute.
It was like, what?
Cute.
Cute.
So, yeah.
What was the other thing that they announced?
They announced Avatar Land. Avatar Land is opening up next year.
Though there was something else in that same article about Tower of Terror not changing. Epcot's getting a full overhaul.
Yes, full overhaul. After Hollywood Studios is done, they're going after Epcot again.
Good.
What does that mean?
Basically, that Epcot is. Particularly Future World is stuck in the 1980s and they really need to update it.
But it's kind of like has a little bit of charm of being stuck.
It does. I
agree.
I like it.
I love Epcot. I love the feeling of being in Future World at Epcot. I love it.
I do too, but it does need to be updated.
They're going to stay with the same stylistic, you know, retro future stuff. So it's not going to be like completely different. I mean, they've already shoehorned a lot of stuff that does not fit there. Into it, there needs to be more educational stuff. I think
more VR stuff.
No, well, more edutainment, like it originally was. They've tried to shoehorn a lot of quote unquote thrill rides into it, like Mission Space and you know Test Track. But I don't. Do we ever talk about the new Test Track 2.0? Have you been on it?
Where you
is that
like
the one that we did?
Yeah, the Tron track.
Yeah.
It's not as good.
I liked it better than the original one.
I liked the original one better.
I did not. I wasn't impressed with it.
I thought it was okay. It was a fun ride.
But if they're going to go full Tron, then you go full Tron. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they should have a Tron ride there.
They have one in Shanghai, right?
Yeah, but they need to make their own version. So where like you go from the old version of the Tron into the new version of Tron. Mm. And but then out.
Go back to the arcade.
But Epcot definitely needs... because...
It does need an update.
Epcot was conceptualized as a kind of like futurist utopia kind of thing, and
a real city where people could live at.
Well, it was Walt conceptualized it that way. Of course, that was probably an impossible dream that could never ever happen. But
Celebration failed.
Yeah, but the emphasis really was on technology. How the sciences and technology were going to usher in like a kind of golden age sort of a thing. It was a very optimistic look at the capabilities of technology and all that kind of stuff. And so that's
kind of like that Rite of Progress or whatever.
Carousel of Progress. Yeah.
Carousel of Progress.
Walt got very into that idea. He got like later in his life, he got very into this idea.
Carousel of Progress, but not for sexism.
Where he's like, that damn dog's interrupting me like my wife. Or something along those lines.
Don't
right?
interrupt me while I'm interrupting.
Oh yeah, it's like, don't interrupt me while my wife's interrupting me.
But
you do that laundry, wife.
Yeah.
The problem that Epcot has had needs. For a long time is that they haven't been able to get this is one of the problems, but they haven't been able to get a good sponsor for a lot of this stuff.
They have Siemens all over Spaceship Earth, right?
I make that joke every
Dark
time
side
I
of the Siemens.
Semen everywhere.
There's Siemens all inside and all around.
So Spaceship what Earth. I'm wondering is if they're wanting to completely like overhaul it and embrace the original vision of like really groundbreaking technology and outlandish ideas for the future of mankind. Sounds like Elon Musk needs to get in here and sponsor some shit. That'd
be too
awesome.
Busy being a Martian.
Not yet. He's not a Martian yet.
Oh, no, he's from Mars. He just wants to go back home. Oh,
okay. I don't know. We were watching some show the other day. Like he was a guest on Big Bang Theory, I was saying. We're like, where's he from? We looked it up. He's from South Africa.
Oh. Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. They could, if they really pump a lot of money and really good ideas into Epcot, which the article said they're giving the Imagineers free reign and unlimited resources to make Epcot great.
And encouraging them to embrace that original.
Hashtag make Epcot great again. right now.
I'm behind it.
Behind that. Speaking of roller coasters and all that, we're going to get to my geek tickle in a second, but Universal have given a little bit more information about their Nintendo Land, whatever their Nintendo.
And they had some props
area.
Too that looks like it's going to be part of the theme park.
Yeah, so they basically said that all three parks around the world, California, Florida, as well as Tokyo, are all going to get Nintendo area. So it's not just a brand new park, like they mentioned before, it's going to be a full park, but just a themed area, which.
Kind of like what they did with Harry Potter and.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that.
And it's a big enough, it's definitely a big enough IP to match Star Wars, I think.
Hopefully they do more with it than what they did with Simpsons.
Simpsons was shoehorned in.
It's just retrofitted. It's like a really like small corner.
Right, because I mean, basically it was retrofitted in. They just had the Back to the Future ride and made the Simpsons. And the Simpsons stuff all that other stuff wasn't there until a couple years ago. So.
Right.
But I mean, I'm looking like where in the park can they do a whole Nintendo Land? You know, we were just there.
Some stuff's got to go.
Well, they got rid of a bunch of stuff already.
Well, I don't know. There's some stuff that you can get rid of, and
maybe E.T.'s finally on his last leg.
Probably, but I don't even think that's big enough area for it.
Yeah, well, it's not. But E.T. and then like the kids playland right around there, all that area right there.
There's also that big area where it's like the Hollywood Strip. There's nothing there.
They're not going to get rid of that, though.
Won't they, though?
They use a lot of that stuff for the Halloween Horror Nights, so.
No, they didn't use it this year. There was nothing there, like, set up when we walked by.
Maybe. I don't know. But What kind of attractions?
Over there where Terminator 2 is.
Oh, yeah. If they do not do a Mario Kart attraction, they don't even need to bother.
That's
done.
Their main attraction is what it's going
to
be.
It is. I mean, but the only way to logically do it, it has to be great new technology, but it has to be a style of like Star Tours or the Minion
Ride. I think it needs to be more
than
that. I think it needs to be where you can actually interact with it.
They have some new technology they haven't sprung on us yet.
Maybe.
It's got to be better than the Jimmy Fallon ride.
Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
The one where you do a grand tour of New York?
Yeah. I mean, I like Jimmy Fallon and all that, but...
I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Not that much?
No.
not enough to ride him.
Not enough to ride him. But, so, I mean, you have a lot of great IPs. I mean, you have Zelda, you have all the Mario stuff, you have Metroid.
Mario is going to be front and center.
We made the comment, a Metroid ball, like a roller coaster. You, like, get into, like, this ball and it, like... Just
that'd be kind of cool if it was, like, a gyroscope ball that never goes upside down.
That would be cool.
I would get on that.
That sounds terrifying.
On a wooden track.
No.
But what other IPs is Nintendo strong enough to have? I mean,
those are really the
Mario.
Ones
we talked
see.
About Pokemon Snap. You do the water ride. They give you a little camera. You
That's
take
right.
pictures
I have
of the
a
Pokemon.
Feeling that like you're going to see a lot of Mario and a lot of Pokemon.
Oh yeah.
Zelda might get the like back burner.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're going to see Metroid.
I want a Zelda like walkthrough attraction where you have to actually go into the cave and get your sword and stuff.
I'd love to see a Donkey Kong attraction like that where you have to jump over barrels and the giant monkeys at the top of it throwing them out.
That'd be really cool.
Was in like pixels?
Or like an actual duck hunt game?
Ooh, duck
hunt. Ooh, dude, could you imagine like a giant-sized duck hunt game?
IMAX duck hunt?
Dude, that would be great. Like in a retrofitted, like old-school-looking TV.
They just need to repurpose the Simpsons ride now to be duck hunt.
No. Simpsons ride's too fun to get rid of. They just need to update it.
It was definitely showing screen rare. I mean, it needs to be 4K quickly.
Well, they did it for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man looks great.
It looked great. I don't know. So, I trust whatever Universal is doing now because they have the right people behind them and they have the money now.
They got Nintendo money.
They got Nintendo money now. They got Comcast money. What are you talking about?
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, everything they've been doing recently, it's been knocking it out of the park. So
and also, Avatar Land, they showed off their new animatronic in that video.
We saw a lot of the construction of that being built.
So I was looking up Nintendo franchises.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think of what else do they own. F-Zero.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
you will fall off that track a lot.
What's F-Zero?
It was like futuristic racing game.
It's the best racing game ever.
It was awesome.
I never played it.
Mode 7 graphics.
Doesn't...
Star Fox.
Nintendo own Star Fox?
Yeah.
That would be like, if they ever replace E.T., that's what they replace
it with. They
don't
own Mega Man.
Capcom does.
Capcom owns Mega Man.
Oh, there's a bunch of Nintendo games right next to your head. Let's take a look. Kirby?
Kirby. Yeah.
We do something
that
Kirby.
That game would suck.
It would suck.
Quite literally.
I see what you did there.
Or they'll have a restaurant themed by Kirby.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo restaurant would be awesome.
Sell a lot of cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
You've hit the nail on the head. Kirby looking cotton candy would sell like crazy. I'd buy some.
Mm-hmm. So, is that right? They own Punch Out.
Yeah. Mike Tyson's not doing anything right now.
Well, he's doing Mike Tyson's Mysteries on Adult Swim.
That's true. They still do that? I thought it got canceled.
No, it's still on.
So they can just hire Mike Tyson to hang outside the attraction.
I like the show a lot.
So going back to the Avatar Land, we saw them working on it, so they did show off one of the animatronics from it, and until you said it was an animatronic, I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, you thought
it was
CG.
I was like, wow, that is really good looking.
Yeah.
It looks really good animatronic.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Good enough to connect my hair to.
It's got to be better than the president-elect animatronic they're going to have to make.
Oh, Donald Trump?
Yeah, we're not going there.
Mr. Trump!
So this all leads into my geek tickle.
Oh, that wasn't your whole...
No.
Jesus, wow, that's a long segue.
He was talking about it first. So
it's my fault.
I finally got my PC up and running, and I bought a game on Steam. It's called Planet Coaster, and I am going to lose a lot of hours and a lot of productivity to this game right here.
Not Play that it. Much productivity.
No, all the, any productivity in my life is going to be gone. I played about an hour last night, and it's phenomenal. It's done by the same company, Frontier, that did the last Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 game. Not the new one, which pretty bad. But this is an amazing roller coaster theme park sim game. It's really great looking.
So what does your perfect roller coaster look like?
I haven't built one yet. I just played around with like pre-built stuff last night just to get a feel of the game and how it works. But
would it be something along the lines like the Hulk ride?
Maybe. Or like an X ride where, you know, the cars angle? Are on the side and they're separate in the track and stuff. I love that ride. California. I'm going to lose a lot of productivity to this game right here. Okay. Hopefully my computer stays working because I've had a little bit of problems recently. But
I've never played any of those games.
Really?
Yeah.
I played so much of the old Roller Coaster Tycoon games. So much. That's definitely be tickling my geek for a long time. Plus, Dead Rising 4 comes out next week.
So just fuck everything else. Should we even do a show next month?
Let me debate on that one first. So what's been tickling your geek this week?
I got a couple of things. So I finally started watching this TV show called Dirk Gently's Holistic Agency or Detective Agency.
Who's in that?
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. I saw him promoting it on some show, on a talk show.
So I finally got caught up to it. It is a strange show.
Like Elijah Wood has been doing strange stuff recently. So,
well, I liked Wilford.
Yeah. And that's a pretty strange show, though.
Was it? I thought it was funny, but I don't think it was strange. A
guy dressed up with a dog is a pretty strange concept for a TV show.
Okay, sure. So it's about this guy who gets wrapped up in this weird mystery along with this other guy named Dirk Gently.
I used to work with a guy that dressed like a horse, so...
That's true.
Who still
My
might do that. My
barometer is very different than yours.
His barometer for strange.
That's very true.
They get wrapped up in this really strange mystery where everything's connected. A cat can turn into a shark, and a corgi is a person, and there's the Rowdy Three that has four people in it that eat energy from your soul, and it's just a weird, fun show. It took me a couple episodes to really get into it, but after that, like once you got over the annoying nuances of certain characters, it was pretty good, and I'm excited to continue to watch it. Right now, it's airing on BBC America.
Is it a British show or is it an American show?
I don't... There are a lot of American actors and one British person in it.
Okay.
But
that qualifies for a British show.
But it's written by Douglas Adams, who wrote...
Really?
Hitchhiker's Guide.
I was trying to remember who it was that...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a book. I didn't even know this was a thing until the show came out.
I didn't either.
There's a lot of movies and shows we didn't know that were books today on this show. That means we need to read more, right?
Sure.
That's not going to happen.
There's a thing called the library, right?
Yeah, there's too much Planet Coaster game going on to read.
It's a good show. I don't know if it's doing well or not. I don't know who's watching it. But the guy who wrote it for TV is Max Landis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's fairly well. Like, I don't really care for Max Landis's writing, but I think he's found his niche with the show. It's the right amount of hectic and... strange and still keeping my interest.
Very cool. I want to check that out. What else is
The next thing is that I got my tickets for Star Wars Rogue One.
I did too.
For Edward's IMAX theater.
I'm going Thursday night of opening night locally.
Are you going to IMAX show?
No. That's the first time. I will see it in IMAX though, but
yeah,
my eyes can't handle 3D very well, so the first time I want to watch it, I want to see it normally, and then I'll go back and watch it in 3D IMAX.
And I tried to get tickets for Thursday, and I waited till midnight when they went on sale, and I punched to buy my tickets at midnight, and
it broke the internet.
Well, no, it put me on a weird wait list after I hit checkout, and I said I had to wait 20 minutes to check out. And then by the time it was my turn to check out, all of Thursday, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. was sold out.
Oh, wow.
So that sucked. But besides that, I got my tickets.
You could just go to the AMC down the street and like go at 7 p.m. show on Thursday night.
But it's not an IMAX theater. And the movie was filmed in IMAX. And I care.
Okay. I'm going to see it Thursday, but I'm going to buy my tickets the day before like I always do.
And
see what's left.
No, I mean, there's always tickets in Houston. Yeah. Like, I mean, whenever they sell out a screen, they'll just open a new one.
Yep.
Like, you can always get them the night before in Houston. It's great.
Yeah, but you want to see it on a good quality screen.
I don't care. I just want to see it.
I need to see it on a quality screen, or I will flip my shit. But anyway, Friday at 10 p.m. is when I see it. And cool. I'm super excited because it comes out in 2 weeks.
You know what else is tickling my geek? During Black Friday, I forgot to mention this, I went online. There's a website called enterthevault.com. They were selling cheap tickets for some upcoming concerts. So Amorphis is coming, right? I love Amorphis.
Swallow the Sun.
They're opening up. That's right.
That sounds like a sex
During
move.
Black Friday, they had VIP tickets for the Amorphis meet and greet for $30.
Nice.
I was like, yes, I'm buying that. Bought a ticket for my wife for like $12.
My wife.
Take my wife to Amorphis.
You should have told me. I would have bought them.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We also got tickets to Sabaton for like $11.50 each. And
like $11.50?
$11.50. And I bought one ticket to Hammerfall because Kim's not going. But $15 for a ticket. I'm like, all right, this is a good Black Friday.
Did the machine say $15, little man?
I put that shit right in his hand. Or my credit card
in the
computer screen. But I'm excited for that.
What's retail on those tickets anyways for the Amorphis show? Shouldn't be that much, right?
$25. Everything was half off, so.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
That's doable. I'm going to that show no matter what. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pay full price.
I don't know who they are.
You should come to the show. It's going to be great.
That should be a George Hates Metal.
Yes, Amorphis. All right. After Queensryche, it's Amorphis.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You might like Amorphis.
Okay.
Maybe.
You might like them. A lot of the stuff you like, I think you might like them.
Yeah. I think so. You might be right. We'll find out. We'll find out next week. Tune in.
Next time. Tune in.
All right. Has everybody been sufficiently had their geek tickled?
Yeah, I pushed out all my tickled load out.
It's gross. Just like Tickle Me Elmo. All right. We'll be right back. Now it's time to wrap up the show. First of all, we have to give a thanks to our sponsor before we go, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Who would that sponsor be?
TweakedAudio.com.
Yes, sir. TweakedAudio.com. What can you get at TweakedAudio.com?
Headphones.
For?
Your ear holes.
There you go. Can you get a discount there?
Sure can.
What kind of discount?
A 33% discount.
What?
For realsies.
How do you do that?
You go to after you select the ones that you want to fill your ear holes with, you go to the checkout and type in the promo code Metal Geeks, and you'll get 33% off your whole order. And that comes with free delivery and a lifetime guarantee.
Perfect stocking stuff. And then they can become ear stuffers.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, go to tweakedaudio.com, put in T. So we have a question from the Houston Nerdcasting Collective for this week. But you can't stand. Let's go with Dave first, because I know he has something good.
I really wanted to like it.
You know you're
like,
dreaming right now, right?
Probably.
I hate the movie in your head.
I was really excited to go see it, and I knew exactly how the movie was going to end, and then the movie was really fucking proud of itself the whole
reception. Doctor Strange. Yeah.
I liked Doctor Strange more.
Me too. Much better.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
I like Christopher Nolan, so I was like, this is going to be awesome.
That you hate just because you figured out the plot?
And then it took him goddamn forever. And it's like, I know what y'all are going
to... It's the spectacle to get there.
God. It wasn't nearly as smart as it thought it was.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
So what about you? What's your movie that...
Like Dave said, it's very timely. And the only reason why I'm picking this is because my girlfriend Catherine and I had a conversation about our favorite Christmas movies. And it's not her favorite, but she mentioned it was a good one, and then it's called It's a Wonderful Life, and bullshit, it's not. Fuck that movie.
That's a sad and depressing movie.
Fuck that movie. The movie sucks, for one, and just boring as balls. Ugh.
Tell me how you really feel.
I think I've probably seen every parody of that movie, but never actually seen
it. I had to watch it in my history of film class.
I had to watch it too.
Loves it. I watch it every year.
Really?
Yeah, it's on TV every year, and I can't watch. I can't stand it. Anybody who says they like that movie is fucking lying.
All right, Justin, what about you?
I could be easy and say Lion King.
You're not allowed to use that one.
Because we know it's not true.
I think I'll just make a more general statement and say anything done by M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan ding dong.
The guy has no talent.
I don't think he has a talent either. I think everything...
What about After Earth?
If they would have actually said After Earth, I would have loved it more, probably.
There has to be like a lot of people that like him because he keeps making stuff and people keep letting him make stuff.
What was the
stuff?
Bruce Willis comic book movie?
I actually enjoy that movie.
Did you hate that one?
Half of that movie is good.
You just didn't like the way it ended, huh?
The first half of that movie is good.
You just didn't like the way it ended.
No, it was really poorly done.
That's one of the few movies I give him exception to.
The only movie that could have been good was Sixth Sense, but like I saw it way after it was released in the theaters, and it was spoiled for me. And once you know, like, it's kind of...
I figured out the ending
of movies. Once you know the twist, that's not. It doesn't matter anymore.
Like the Village.
I don't know that I agree with that.
I don't know. Signs. The Village. Parts of the movie, The Signs, is pretty good.
I really like Signs, actually.
But till it gets to the part where they're wrapping up the story before it all makes sense, it starts to lose its luster really fast.
Like Lady in the Water is so bizarre.
I loved Lady in the Water. I'm the guy that really liked Lady in the Water.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
It's probably my favorite of his movies. But
it's weird.
I wouldn't say I love it, but it's my favorite of his movies.
You can stand it like the new Metallica.
It's just because it's so weird.
Mm-hmm. The dogs in that movie are really cool because they're really full animatronic dogs that run.
But like The Village and The Happening.
The Happening was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I disagree, sir. You have not seen The Last Airbender. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
No, that's right. I haven't. I said The Happening is one of the worst I've ever seen.
That was my cutoff point, too. I never saw Devil. I never saw Last Airbender.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Happening
Devil wasn't even him, though. He was just a producer on that one.
Good enough.
Wrote it.
If he touches it, I stay away. That's generally my...
He has a new movie coming out with James McAvoy about a dude with like multiple personality disorder.
Oh, yeah. That's him?
Yeah. That's his new comeback movie.
How are they still letting him make movies?
Well, he made a fuck ton of money on that last movie he made.
And Uwe Boll doesn't make movies.
Well, Uwe Boll quit.
I know, but...
The internet just kept punching him in the dick, and he said, fuck you guys, and he left.
So...
What was the thing he did that made a lot of money?
The movie called The Visit, where the kids... It's like a fake documentary that the kids are making, and they go to visit their grandparents for the first time, and it turns out it's not their grandparents. Yeah. They're like crazy psycho people.
Was that where in the trailer she's like, can you clean the back of the oven for me? Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie was horrible. And everyone fucking loved it. And I don't know why.
It's probably shot for like 20 grand and made a shitload of money.
That's why they make as many horror movies as they do.
Oh, yeah.
Is because they shoot for cheap and then they make tons of money.
And that's why
you don't
all
have to be a good actor.
That's why all the horror movies
horror
look the same too these days. Well, they're all about some lady in a house being alone.
There's a lot of good like indie horror movies, but
there are.
But like the mainstream stuff, it's all like Saw knockoffs. Really getting old.
Well, but a lot of the B horror movies are terrible too. I mean,
right, but you get a different kind of enjoyment out of them because they're like so bad they're funny,
right?
Or so bad they're enjoyable. Like, I love Trauma, and Trauma is nothing but that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you can't pay me to watch Saw 9.
They know Trauma knows what they're making.
I've never seen a Saw movie. I've never seen.
If you've never seen Saw 1, you need to watch Saw 1.
Yeah, Saw 1's pretty
good.
Saw
1 is an amazing movie. I can almost always predict what's going to happen.
I've never seen
when I start watching them. You need to watch it too.
I've never seen it.
And
really?
I did not see the twist coming in Saw 1 to save my life. Like, when it happens, it'll blow your fucking mind because it blew my mind.
Okay.
Saw 1 is a freaking amazing movie.
Who's in Saw 1? Isn't it Cary Elwes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't go beyond 1, because everything after that
2 is okay. It's just not great.
There's no.
Did they really make 9 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're on 9.
All right, so movie that... Can I pick a person?
Sure, I picked a director. Why not?
That's true. Julia Roberts. Cannot
not
stand
one
her.
Julia Roberts movie.
Nope.
What is it about Julia Roberts you don't like?
Something about her just annoys...
Is it her horse mouth?
I'm trying to think of a Julia Roberts movie that I've actually seen, and the only one that I can think of is Hook. I don't think
Oh, yeah, she was in Hook. I forgot
that. Tinkerbell,
wasn't she? Tinkerbell.
That one was okay because it was a small role. Hook.
Hey, she gets big in that movie for like 5 minutes.
Her ego gets big.
Something else gets big, too.
Not with me.
What about any of the Ocean's 11's movies?
I've seen bits and pieces, never really watched them all.
They're pretty good.
I like them.
They're fun.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt make those movies.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon's pretty funny.
And the supporting cast.
Who?
I mean, like, most of the supporting guys.
Matt Damon.
Who?
Matt Damon.
Thank you.
And Don Cheadle's pretty funny in those.
Yeah. I didn't know he was in those.
Don Cheadle.
Is it something that...
Is it the way she laughs?
Something grinds my gears about her. I don't know what it is. I just don't like any...
Is it because Richard Gere hit it first? Is that what it is?
Yes. That's exactly why.
It's all of that Richard Gere jealousy thing.
I'm super jealous of Richard Gere, you know.
Because he turned her out from a whore to a pretty lady.
Because of the gerbil thing.
The gerbil thing.
Yeah, remember that?
From yes. South Park?
No, Richard Gere went to a hospital because he had a gerbil stuck up his ass.
They made fun of that in South Park.
Did they?
Yeah. I didn't know about that until I saw the South Park episode.
Really? Remember that came out?
Lemmy Winks.
What'd you say?
Lemmy Winks. That was the gerbil's name in South Park.
Okay.
He was the gerbil king.
There's my answer.
All right.
I picked a whole person.
A whole person.
Sorry for just people that
exclude all those
movies.
Yep.
All right.
Just
so
fuck you, Julia Roberts fans.
No, you can enjoy whatever you want. That's
no. It's basically what you're saying. You're just putting the middle finger right in their eye hole, saying fuck you for liking Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
All right, and that will do it for us.
Let's talk about where we can be found on the internet.
Internets.
MSRcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email, if you want a topic for the show, topic for George Hates Metal, anything like that, send it to MSRcast@gmail.com because I check it all the time. You can find us all over the internet at Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, all at Metal Geeks.
All the social medias.
You can find us as well on Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, leave a review and a five-star. Nerdcasting Collective, ESO Podcast, and MetalGeeks.net. That list has dwindled down, and I'm happy. Tired of saying everything.
Dave on Instagram and Twitter.
Justin? Well, Justin's choking here.
You're a little hoarse?
Still a little hoarse, yeah.
Making up for your old co-host, right?
Trying to get rid of
it. I know, right?
So I'm at ComicalJC pretty much anywhere. Twitter, Instagram.
He's the new Jesus.
He's a comical Jesus.
I'm Kanye East, you know. George is going to be on it with me, as well as another friend of mine.
What?
That's right.
You heard it.
For something new from me. And then if you want to check out our comic, you can always go to greybearcomics.com. We should hurry up and put us on there. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
What he said. I'm also on this up. Check out our comic. Let us know what you think. And write us a good review on iTunes for Metal Geeks. Let us know what you think.
I have to say something.
Oh, that's right. The main thing.
That's right.
The main topic. Main thing we always fuck up.
Yeah. Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.